Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's promise to cut the public sector wage bill has not materialized. Instead, government improved its wage hike offer to employees to include a pay hike of 1.5% and monthly cash gratuity as well. Now, while the pay hike has been budgeted for, the cash gratuity has not been factored in, and the sweetened deal is projected to cost government 18 million rand. Azar Jameen, chief economist at Econometrics, is of the view that the deal can be accommodated without destroying the fiscal framework. He joins us now with more on that stance. Thanks so much, Azar, for your time this evening. So, right at the top and bottom line, you say that the country can be affording sweeteners like this right now.
I don't say that we can actually afford it particularly easily, but what has happened is that since the budget was formulated in February, we have seen that government revenue has increased substantially, due to an improvement in our economic growth rate way beyond what we had originally anticipated. And this is creating the space for government to be a little more pragmatic, maybe, in terms of buying industrial peace that will avoid negative consequences for the overall economy. Just to put things into perspective, for example, if you just take April and May's revenue figures and annualize them, they are running at a level of 47 billion rand above what was budgeted for. So an extra 18 billion to buy some industrial peace is, in that sense, relatively affordable.
Yeah.
It's also important to bear in mind that the government needs to do this in order to buy the support of the trade unions more generally in what is a very severe factional battle within the ruling ANC. And the unions are supporters of the government and its attempts at embarking upon structural economic reforms.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a way, this is just a way in which the government is managing to be pragmatic. One's also got to bear in mind that the big assistance really accrues to lower income public servants rather than the upper income public servants. If you look at the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on the economy, it's been far more severe on lower income groups than on middle and upper income groups. So there is a lot of sense in trying to buy some industrial peace in this manner.
Well, that in itself, speaking to the kind of relationship government has with unions, government has with, public sector employees as well. But, we've got to highlight the factors are that this pragmatism is going to come at a price tag and at a cost somewhere. We're going to have to see costs sliced from departmental budgets to avoid, busting the fiscal framework altogether. So where do you see some of those parameters starting to shift?
You're absolutely correct that some of the reprioritization has to take place in government spending. And I think that is what the government is trying to get buy-in from the trade unions in that regard. All I'm trying to suggest is that the damage that can be inflicted on economic growth and hence revenue growth and our fiscal parameters could turn out to be a lot worse if we don't try and reach some kind of agreement. And what I am suggesting is that the magnitude of the concessions are not that massive, especially if you compare with what we had a few years ago when the government's budget was blown by an extra 65 billion rand. 18 billion rand extra is really quite small in relation to that.
Do you see it as our being insignificant enough not to rattle ratings agencies any further, causing further distress to our credit ratings?
Indeed, what I suggest is that this will actually enhance our ratings, because the ratings agencies will read into this pragmatic approach that will not destroy the improvement in the economy that is currently taking place. and in that sense will, if anything, enhance our ability to maintain our fiscal parameters.
Let's leave it there. Azhar, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Azhar Jameen, who's chief economist at Econometrics.